Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang, zoom, go the fireworks.
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. As Patrick says, it is a Wednesday. It's 7 o'clock, which means right here on Tenny the Fan, we have the Hot Corner. Now, I said Patrick, and you might be wondering where he is. Well, if you've been listening to the station like at all this week, you know that everybody's on vacation. Cam, he's on a two-week excursion to Yellowstone National Park. Dusty just left town. Rob's out of town. Mike's out of town. I don't even know what Patrick is doing, to be honest with you. So me and Mike, we were talking about what we wanted to do with the show this week, how we wanted to approach it. We know that we missed a show back in July, I want to say. So middle of the season, we missed a show. That's unacceptable to me. In the middle of the baseball season, you got to talk baseball. And then this week came up, this Wednesday, and it was brought to our attention that Mike and Patrick were both going to be gone. So it kind of got put on my shoulders as far as what we wanted to do this week. We had three options. We had either A, we can do Joe co-hosting with someone. So I asked around. I asked Andy Dirt Johnson yesterday. I said, hey, Dirt, would you mind co-hosting Hot Corner with me? And he looked at me straight in my face, said, I would do anything but host the Hot Corner with you. Slapped me in my face, then sat back down in his chair and continued to work. I then asked John Sukanik. I said, hey, the guys are out. Do you mind doing a show with me? He didn't even text back. Didn't even call. No response at all. So no one wants to do a show with me, apparently. And like I said, just in the middle of the season, when we have about 50, 60 games to go left in the MLB season, not having a show or having a best of show was completely inexcusable to me. You can't really do a best of show, one. I mean, baseball is so current, and having only a weekly show, it's just not possible. And I know that we already missed out on a show. I want to say it was on July 21st or something that all of us were gone. Maybe July 14th. I don't know. But basically, I am here because I'm dedicated to you guys to bring you some baseball talk, all right? Because there is some really crazy stuff going on. We got, like I said, the wild card races are heating up. We have some teams that are starting to solidify themselves in the races. Some teams that are coming out of nowhere. And one team that I wanted to talk about just to start off the show is my random fandom of the Baltimore Orioles. Then, yeah, no, I'm not going to go off and talk about how the future looks bright or the prospects are looking good. I don't know if you saw at all tonight, but Chris Davis went after manager Brandon Hyde. And I don't know if you saw last night, but an Orioles outfielder tried to make an attempt to catch a fly ball and slipped. He fell. And the ball proceeded to smack him right on top of the head. And the Orioles also gave up the MLB record of 49 home runs to the Yankees this season. So as I'm sitting here watching the clip of Chris Davis go after Brandon Hyde, as I'm replaying the play of the ball hitting the outfielder in the head, I go back to why and when I became an Orioles fan. And that was 19 years ago. That was the first MLB game I ever went to, was at Camden Yards. So being a little kid, not knowing anything better, first game ever, I was all hyped up on the Orioles. They even lost that game, and I didn't even remember that. I had to go back on the box score and found out later in life they lost the game I went to even. So really, it's just been nothing but heartbreak as an Oriole fan. And someone posed the question to me a couple weeks ago that if MLB came to Portland, would you give up your fandom for your team for the hometown team? Would you stop rooting for the Orioles and start rooting for Portland? And I had to think about it for a couple seconds. I've been rocking with the Orioles for 18 years now. And at first it was tough, but obviously I said, you know what, that's the hometown team. If that's something I've wanted my whole life is to have MLB here, right here in Portland. And if that's the case, then I'm probably going with them. And especially after the last 2 days of embarrassment, I say 2 days, it's really the whole season. The Orioles have been embarrassing. Again, 49 home runs they've given up to the Yankees this season, which is an MLB record, and they're easily going to break the record for most home runs given up in a season. But basically, because my team, my fandom is random. I went to a game in Baltimore one summer with my grandparents and my sisters, and I loved it. It was something I still remember to this day. And so I jumped on the Oriole fandom, rode with it. It's been tough, to say the least. It's been hard to be an Oriole fan, but I have a somewhat unique story. Some people, they have their teams that they root for because they were born so close or they went to a bunch of games as a kid and proximity-based. Out of all the teams in the world I could have gone and seen a game of, I went to an Orioles game, first MLB game ever at Camden Yards, and that just sold it to me right away. That's why I'm probably here tonight, is because I love baseball, and it was implemented in young at a young age how great of a sport and how great of a game and how fun it was. So I thank the Orioles for that. But obviously, I look at Chris Davis's contract. I look at the embarrassing highlights that they have week in and week out. And it's tough being an Oriole fan. So I would probably give up my fandom for the new Portland team. But I am also curious to anybody that's out there listening. You can text into the Better You Today text line 55305. About your random fandom. So I know that my brother-in-law and Brandon Sprague, they like the Braves because they were, you know, late 80s, early 90s kids when they were born, and they watched the Braves on national TV all the time. So they've kind of jumped onto that. Again, you have Mike, who likes the Yankees, who was born close to New York. So you have certain reasons as to why people like certain teams. My dad, he was born in Anaheim, Orange, California, so he sort of roots for the Angels. But I know a lot of other people. I got a buddy who's a Tigers fan. Wasn't even born in Detroit. Why is that? So I kind of want to know. I'm curious as to the people that are listening, if you have an interesting background as to why you like the team that you like. Because, yeah, if I told anybody nowadays that, oh, what MLB team do you root for? The Baltimore Orioles. Their first response would be like, why? Have you watched them play recently? They are terrible. And that is the case, honestly. So I want to know if anybody has some fun stories of how they became a team or a fan of a certain team, experiences, or if they started to like a team and then switched halfway through. We are 1080 The Fan. We have fandom. I want to know what it is about the team that you like. And also, I want to know if you would give up your team for a Portland MLB team. And that's something we're going to get on a little bit later. There have been rumors swirling about a possible other location for Portland baseball. I want to talk about MLB to Portland just in general, because they had an announcement last week and there's been some rumors floating around that. To set up the show, in the first hour, we're going to talk some New York Mets. They've been on an absolute tear. And on top of that, we're going to just ask in general, what the hell is going on in the National League? I mean, the Dodgers, obviously they're running things, but they have their problems too. Every team in there is a question mark, so we're going to just take a look at the National League as a whole as well and just ask, what the hell is going on there? Also, really cool story out of Oakland and Colorado. I mean, they both had to play into this story. We'll touch on that. In hour two, we'll talk about some AL teams. I have one team that I think is just dead. You can count them out. No way that they're making the playoffs. Goodbye. I have one team who I will declare my AL World Series representative, who I think is going to win the pennant. And also, we got player nicknames. It's MLB Players Weekend coming up. And I saw a list of some of the players' nicknames that are going to show up this weekend. And there are some really good ones, but there is one that is just takes the cake, and I'm surprised he even got approval. Quite honestly, I'm surprised no one saw this and didn't think twice. So I'll have to share that with you. Also, one player is going to have one of the coolest glove designs during the weekend as well. So I'll share that with you. So, I got a show lined up for you guys, all right? Patrick isn't here. Mike isn't here. But I don't care. Boss man, he's in Arizona. I don't know where Swag is. He's golfing or bowling. Nobody's here. I'm going rogue tonight on the Hot Corner, all right? Again, text in 55305 your story about why you are a fan of your team. And also, if you would give up your fandom to root for an MLB Portland team. Let's have some fun tonight. It's just me, Joe Fisher, here in the studio, locking things down for the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Once upon a time, you got married with the very best intentions. But sometimes things simply don't work out the way you intended. If you're a man facing divorce, be careful. There could be rough times ahead, and some men don't always think clearly. They often tend to compromise or rush to settle things without the advice of their own attorney.
This is Rick Jones of the law firm Goldberg & Jones. Selecting the right attorney for your divorce is one of the most important decisions a man can make. Even though your case may last only a few months, the impact lasts a lifetime.
Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Get your phone questions answered at no charge. Call 1-800-DIVORCE, located at 111 Southwest Columbia Street in downtown Portland. 1-800-DIVORCE. That's 1-800-DIVORCE.
Those sounds can be overwhelming. Digital is everywhere. You know your business needs to be where the eyes are, but who do you trust? Entercom has the solution. Working with the digital team at Entercom, you'll always know where your budget is going and see results in real time. Being a Google Premier partner enables Entercom to maximize your campaigns. Plus, with a full digital product suite and exclusive access to our radio.com platform, your business will have a captive audience. You're gonna like that. And your return. That's a sale for you. Go to Entercom.com.
The Big's Chicken Happy Hour just got a whole lot happier. They're now offering $2 off microbrews, $3 off draft cocktails, and $4 off the Big Family Meal. That's right, it's happy hour for the whole family, 3 to 6 daily, and on Mondays when you need happy hour most of all, it goes all day. Big's Chicken is comfort food and happy hour without the guilt. On Watson Avenue near Farmington Road in Beaverton.
Hey, Dirt here for Serta Pro Painters. As summer is winding down, it's important to remember there's still time left to transform your home like I did thanks to the fine folks at Serta Pro Painters. Here's why they're the ones you should work with. We'll start with the quality, the service, the timeliness, and the attention to detail that they bring to every single job. They were so incredibly easy to work with. My entire project of painting the outside of my house was started and finished within a span of 2 weeks. They came over, walked around, went over every detail. They called me immediately to set up the time and the days that work best for me, and then the crew showed up and the entire house was painted within a span of 48 hours, and I can't tell you how good that it looks. Serta Pro provides a customized project plan with a firm estimate and daily progress updates that are awesome to watch. And even better, you know that they're right in your neighborhood because each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. To schedule your free estimate online, go to SertaPro.com or you can call 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C.
Oregon Contractor number 205-470. Serta Pro Painters, we do painting, you do live.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Hot Corner. So when I left last segment, I asked you guys to tell me about your random fandom or just your fandom in general and how it came about. I went to an Orioles game when I was 9. First time I'd ever been to Baltimore. First MLB game I ever went to, and it just sold me immediately on baseball and the Orioles, obviously. I've been rocking with them for 18 years. But on the text line, we have some pretty cool text about why they root for a team. This one, Tigers fan from the 80s because Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck, wearing that Tigers hat. Yeah, that's a pretty iconic hat, so can't blame you there. I'm an A's fan because of my dad. I don't know that I would give up their fandom, but I don't see why I can't have two teams that I like. And that's basically what I said last week. I said, if Portland comes to the MLB, I hope that they're a National League team, so that way I can root for my Orioles in the AL and the Portland whatever in the National League. Bay Area boy was an A's fan for one season because first baseball card was a Topps Tony La Russa card. Very nice. Became a Giants fan in 89 and ever since. Might take some time, but would eventually switch to PDX team. That's from P1 Eric. Yeah, I agree. It's not something that I would be able to just flip the switch on and start rooting for the home team immediately. You can't just give up on your team that quick. We also got, I'm a Red Sox fan. This one was good. I'm a Red Sox fan because I couldn't buy a hit in Little League. I was so bad that my dad, who was the coach of my team, had a sign for me to lean into a pitch. I wanted to be like Wade Boggs so that I could stop having to get beaned to get on base. That is great right there. Well, at least you're facing the music. You knew that you were a bad player and knew what you had. That OBP, that on-base percentage, must have been really good if you guys had your own sign to when to get beaned by a ball. I'm a Yankee. This one is a really cool one. I'm a Yankees fan because of my great-grandfather. He migrated from Greece to New York. He brought his love of the Yanks to Oregon when he moved here and kept it a family tradition. That's from Billy. And that's, if that's the Billy that I know, I believe that. Billy Pappas, straight from Greece. I definitely believe that's a true story. A Twins fan here. A team in Portland probably wouldn't change my allegiance to the Twins, but you never know. I was born in Minnesota, so die hard. Yeah, I totally get the people that were born in proximity of the team. Like, there's something to be said about the city you live in, the pro team. It's why I'm a Blazers fan for my whole life and will never give that up, no matter what city I move to or what happens. It's just when you're born in a city and you have a team there representing it and you rock with them, it's hard to give that up. Totally understand. So speaking of teams that are hard to rock with but are being rocked with right now are the New York Mets. I don't know if you guys have paid attention to the New York Mets this season. It's almost impossible not to. On July 24th, they were 46-55. All right, this team earlier this year, they were being the Mets to epic proportions. There was the incident in the clubhouse with manager Mickey Callaway and now traded pitcher Jason Vargas, where they cursed and threatened a reporter. There was then in late June reported that general manager Brody Van Wagenen, he basically was doing Callaway's job for him, called him, told him to take Jacob DeGrom out of a game, even though there was nothing wrong with him. Last month, Van Wagenen also, he threw a chair in a meeting with the team's coaches, and then before Callaway went to his press conference, told him to go do your effing press conference. So again, the Mets, they were just being just pure Mets all season long. And then something changed. A chair got thrown, I guess, because ever since that chair got thrown, the Mets are on fire. They won again today, 7-2 against the Marlins. They won 13 of their last 14 games. They're now 59-56. And since July 13th, that's when Brody Van Wagenen threw the chair, 19-5. That's the best record in the bigs. That July 13th mark, they were 11 games under 500 at that point. We're not even a month removed from July 13th. 11 games under 500. So they have completely turned around this season. And that's what basically happens in MLB. Everybody says a team is garbage in April or May or June, and all it takes is a 2-3 week span, and hey, these guys can be contenders. Remember, was it last week, 2 weeks ago? The Giants were contenders all of a sudden. Well, they've gone now to lost two of their last five and are somewhat still in the race. Would you believe that the Giants are in the race? Because I don't. So the Mets, they're on fire. And you got to look at the players that they have right now that have just been torching every team that they played. Michael Conforto, Oregon State, he had 2 home runs today. He's got 7 home runs in his last 11. Jeff McNeil, second baseman, he's in his second year for the Mets. He now leads the majors in batting average. He also plays the outfield for them. They can put him wherever. Pete Alonso, obviously, he's the story of the year for the Mets, the rookie. He's just been mashing the ball. So they did have Robinson Cano. He hits the 10-day DL, which might end up maybe being a good thing because of how inconsistent he is. I mean, he was starting to put it together before he got the injury, but that might be able to shore up some things in that lineup. But honestly, the Mets have turned it around, and I don't think anybody saw this happening. I mean, if you were sitting there July 13th when they're 11 games under 500 and you're saying, I don't know, there's still a lot of baseball to be played, I think the Mets can pull it together. I'm pretty sure the Mets thought they couldn't even pull it together because they did a fire sale on tickets on the outfield where they gave like 80% off for outfield, right field, center field tickets. So I don't want to hear anybody say that they believed in the Mets all along because they're the Mets. No one believes it until they see it. They are the masters of collapsing in September. I've seen it twice in my life at least, and I'm only 27. So the Mets, again, right now things are looking good. But what happened with the Giants is when they were playing their great baseball just a week or so ago, it was against some pretty garbage teams. And that's kind of the problem here with the New York Mets. In this streak, these are the teams that they played. They played a series against the Padres. Played a series against the White Sox. They played a series against the Marlins. Just finished that up today, actually. Got the sweep on them. And they played the Pirates twice. So six games with the Pirates. So again, let me run through those. Padres, White Sox, Marlins, and Pirates twice. Basically bottom feeders of the NL and then the White Sox. Self-explanatory. Don't need to go into that. So they, like the Giants did in their little streak, they really haven't been playing that much of competition during this run. And then we're going to find out how real the Mets really are because they're playing in this next month between now and September 8th, I want to say, they have to go and play the Nationals. Granted, that's at home. So Nationals in New York. Then they go to Atlanta. They get a break in Kansas City. Versus Cleveland, versus Atlanta, versus Chicago, at Philadelphia, at Washington, versus Philadelphia. So the Nationals, who right now are feeling the Mets nipping on their heels, they have, I believe, that first or final wild card spot. They have to play them two series, so that's six games. The Mets are going to have to play Philadelphia in two series, so that's six games right there. And the Phillies, they're trying to make the playoffs also. They're dying to make the playoffs, especially with this contract that Bryce Harper has. They are wondering when Bryce Harper is going to start playing for the Phillies because he's so far in the first year hasn't shown up. And then you've got Cleveland. Again, that's a team who's fighting for the wild card spot. The Chicago Cubs, who are fighting for the division and or a wild card spot. So this next 30 days for the Mets is going to be an absolute gauntlet. But the thing that they do have in their favor is pitching. You look at their starting five now. You got DeGrom, you got Syndergaard. And honestly, I mean, we got to give Mets a lot of kudos for holding on to both those guys. They, so many rumors leading up this whole season about them two being shipped. They didn't trade them away. They kept them. Even with Steven Matz, kept him too. Zach Wheeler, kept him too. And what they do, they traded for Marcus Stroman, who everybody was confused of. Remember, that was just like 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, that they traded for Marcus Stroman. And everyone was confused. What the hell are they doing? Mets aren't contenders. They're not going to win the World Series. Hell, they'll be lucky to even make the playoffs. Wouldn't you know it? Now they have Marcus Stroman and they've locked up their starting five. And if you look at that starting five, it's hard to think of the weak spot in that. I mean, Marcus Stroman, everybody loves Marcus Stroman this year, but last year he wasn't playing too well. He's pulled it together this year. And now that he's playing for his hometown team, well, I guess the Yankees are his hometown team. And apparently he was pretty pissed about going to the Mets. When he heard he got traded, he threw a tantrum because he thought he was going to a contender. Well, guess what, Marcus Stroman? You're on a contender now. So let's see if he can lock it up for his hometown team, the Mets. And now that they're actually playing for something, you're going to get a motivated Stroman. You kept all the pieces. Your guys are playing great. Robinson Cano, like I said, he's going to be out for at least the 10-day DL, and that might help shore some things up with your lineup. And even if he comes back, that's a pure hitter that will be nice to have. But you have to look at the Mets pitching staff because that's what this team is built around. They're on fire in these 14 games. In these 14 games, they've only given up 2.5 runs per game. Just 2.5. 2.5 runs in 14 games. Again, that's just kudos to Mickey Callaway. I can't believe I'm saying it. But mostly GM Brody Van Wagenen for riding the storm. I think everybody owes the New York Mets an apology this season. And if they can keep it going in this next month, again, we're going to really find out how good this team is in the next month, because they have a lot of matchups against teams looking to go to the playoffs or are locks to go to the playoffs. It's going to be interesting to see what the Mets do. The one thing is that compared to the Giants that the Mets do have, the Giants went on their nice little run, but they don't have starting pitching as well. Sure, they got Mad Bum, but who else? They don't really have a lot of arms to go off of. This Mets rotation is five deep. If they can go 6-7 innings and keep things a little bit easier on Edwin Diaz, this team, come playoff time, they could be dangerous. Again, we'll see what they do in this next month. They can string it together and keep it going, because they'll have some tough competition. And we'll see what the Mets can do if they make that final wild card. I don't know what's going to happen in the National League. And that's what we're going to go to next, as the National League as a whole. What the hell is going on? Does anybody want to win the National League? We bring that up. We bring up the National League playoff race coming up next on the Hot Corner. But first, SportsCenter update.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
This update brought to you by Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. First on The Fan, Antonio Brown posted a picture of his grotesque feet on the internet last week. They were peeling and cracking. No one knew what was wrong with them. Well, turns out he has frostbite on his feet. Yes, Brown has frostbitten feet after undergoing a cryogenic therapy session in Europe without wearing the proper footwear. Frostbite can be treated in days, but can take weeks to heal if even more severe. And that might be the case for Antonio Brown, as ESPN is reporting that the Raiders have no timetable for his return. Over to the MLB, lots of day action today, stuff that has already gone final, some games in progress right now. The Royals and Red Sox at the end of the eighth inning going to the ninth are tied at four. You got the Phillies and Diamondbacks that are still scoreless at zero, bottom of the third there. Mets, as mentioned in the last segment, are on fire. They win 7-2 over the Marlins today, won 13 of their last 14. Indians, they win both their games of the Rangers today, doubleheaders. They get 2-0 victory and a 5-1 victory. Rays lose to the Blue Jays 4-3. Braves crush the Twins 11-7. Twins get another triple play in that one, though. Yuli Gurriel, 8 RBIs in the game as the Astros win 14-3 over the Rockies. Cubs bounce back and beat the Athletics 10-1 after getting crushed yesterday. Dodgers with a walk-off win. Russell Martin, 2-out, 2-run single in the ninth, give them the 2-1 win over the Cardinals. The Nationals get the 4-1 victory over the Giants. And the Mariners and Padres just went final a little bit ago. Mariners snap their 5-game skid, get the 3-2 victory over the Padres. And the Timbers, they lose to Minnesota United FC in the U.S. Open Semi-Final Cup. 2-1 final. Minnesota finishes off the Timbers in their U.S. Open Cup run. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Joe Fisher from the 1080 The Fan Sports Desk, Portland sports leader.
Download The Fan on demand and our unique podcasts anytime at the iTunes or Google Play Store, the radio.com app, or at 1080thefan.com.
Have a special golfer's announcement. Redtail Golf Center is extending their summer celebration sale through Sunday, August 11th. That's right. If you missed the great deals on everything golf this past weekend, Redtail's summer sale is still going on every day through this Sunday, August the 11th. That means up to 50% off thousands of clubs from Callaway, TaylorMade, and more will continue all week. Plus, you can still get the 50% bonus on trade-ins and their huge inventory of shoes, apparel, and golf bags from Nike, Adidas, Puma, Echo, and more are still up to 50% off under Redtail's Big Tent. Even if you visited the sale last week, there's special deals and new product arriving daily. Redtail's annual summer celebration, huge savings, and a 50% bonus on trade-ins will be going on every day now through Sunday, August 11th on Shoals Ferry near Washington Square Mall. Visit GolfRedtail.com for details or call 503-646-5166.
This is your last chance. CarToy's biggest sale of the year ends tomorrow.
Apple CarPlay from $249. Backup cameras from $19. Boat speakers from $49. Half price.
Huge savings. Over $16 million. The best brands.
Pioneer, Kenwood, Alpine, Sony, JL Audio, Kicker, Focal.
Kenwood Premium DVD player with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Just $399. Save $250.
Kenwood subwoofers. Buy one, get one free.
This is your last chance to add a dash cam, backup camera, and rear view mirror with video screen. All three just $149.
Pioneer speakers, $29. That's less than half price.
The summer doorbuster event at Car Toys ends tomorrow.
Don't miss Car Toys' biggest sale of the year.
A better way to go.
Two new doorbusters for this final week. Add remote start to your ride for $149 or an alarm system for just $159. Includes installation by Car Toys experts. Doorbuster.
It's here, an unforgettable August, and what a weekend it will be. Three nights and three great shows at the Crystal Ballroom. Friday, Matt Mason and IDK How, But They Found Me. Saturday, it's a triple header with Shade, Half Alive and Abso-Facto. And things wrap off on Sunday night with the Revivalists. You can get tickets for all three shows at 94.7.fm or at the Crystal Ballroom box office. Make yours an unforgettable August. Brought to you by 7-Up.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
We're back here on the Hot Corner. Playing some Freddie Gibbs and Mad Lib rejoiners. For the hip hop fans out there, if you haven't listened to Bandana by Freddie Gibbs and Mad Lib, you are making a mistake. You need to do it right now. Best album of the year. I've seen all these top 50 lists floating around. For like top 50 rappers, hip hop artists of all time. Gosh, some of them are just trash. Some people have no idea what they're talking about. Freddie Gibbs, top five all time, if not the greatest of all time. So I got a text from a buddy during that last segment. He says, Orioles suck. Talk about the Mariners, LOL. All right, let's talk about the Mariners. Tim Beckham, he got an 80-game suspension for PEDs. That about sums up the Mariners season right there. Hey, they snapped a 5-game skid, though. So, good for them. As we left last segment, we were wondering what the hell's going on in the National League. Because the Mets, as mentioned, are making their comeback. They've won 13 of their last 14. The Dodgers, although they are the team to beat in the National League, did nothing at the deadline to shore up their bullpen. I think they'll be fine come playoff time because that starting rotation is pretty damn good. But, Dodger fans are even worried about them at this point. And then you got the Cubs, who are supposed to be much better than they are. Feels like Cubs fans want to fire Joe Madden after every game that they lose and after every game that they win. Talk about how they need to give him an extension and keep him around for as long as possible. The Cubs, by the way, if you did not notice, they picked up Jonathan Lucroy today. They've been having quite a conundrum at the catcher position. They had Wilson Contreras go down with an injury earlier about a month ago and traded for Martin Maldonado. Gave away, I want to say it was Kyle Montgomery in that trade. And then at the trade deadline, once they got Wilson Contreras back, They traded away Martin Maldonado. And then Wilson Contreras just like 2 days ago goes down with a hamstring strain that's going to keep him out for what seems to be at least 4 weeks. So the Cubs, they pick up Jonathan Lucroy. The Angels actually released him. He cleared waivers and the Cubs picked him up. So, I mean, and Joe Maddon even said that they're lucky to be getting a guy this good, or at least this competent of a catcher at this point in the season. And yeah, you've got to be thanking your stars if you're a Cubs fan that you're able to shore up the catcher spot. LaCroix also mentioned, or it's mentioned that he's been in the National League Central before when he played for the Brewers. So he's caught there. He's caught for Lester. He's caught for a few guys on that staff. So that's a great pickup for the Cubs. But we saw what happened with John Lester last night. They got rid of, I said Kyle Montgomery, I meant Mike Montgomery. They got rid of Mike Montgomery, so there's still definitely questions with that Cubs team. Craig Kimbrell, he is on the DL as well. They just got Pedro Strop back, former Oriole Pedro Strop. They just got him back from DL. So they're like maintaining what they have right now. They're right in the storm, the Cubs. But this team has the second worst record from home, away from Wrigley Field. So if they aren't playing at Wrigley Field and don't have the Chicago Cub faithful behind them, they're not good. So the Cubs, I mean, if they get a wild card game, a play-in wild card, are you really trusting them to win that after hearing that? I'm not. If it's at Chicago, at Wrigley Field, I'll take them, obviously. But the second worst record from home in the National League, that's pretty atrocious. Now, another team in the NL Central who I think, at this point, I think they're done, is the Milwaukee Brewers. Christian Yelich is having back issues at the possible worst time, a playoff push. You know, kind of important that you need your best player for that. And even when they do have Yelich, the Brewers aren't doing anything. Yelich's back pain might be caused from having to carry the team the whole season. It's probably just been way too much weight on his shoulders. Craig Counsell, he said yesterday, Christian Franklin came in today just not as good as we were hoping. It's not good. And honestly, their pitching staff, that's atrocious. I read something that the five starters that the Brewers had on opening day, basically their five-man starting rotation, none of those guys are pitching for them right now. They're either on the DL or they've been traded away. So the Brewers, I'm out on them as far as being the NL Central winning team. I'm out on them getting a wild card in general. Brewers to me, they're done. And if the Yelich back injury lingers, that's it for them. That is their team, and they haven't really been able to put it together when he's there. So I'm not buying that. So the Dodgers, the Braves, they are actually maintaining pretty well. 68-48, they've been doing all right. But then you have the Nationals who have the wild card lead. And that was one of those teams back in May, June, Patrick Harris, people were saying were terrible. Granted, they still have their bullpen issues. So again, who knows how the Nationals finished the year. The Phillies, they're only five games above 500. Everyone expected them to be much better. They have a run differential of negative 21. That's the same as the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Brewers are just four games above 500 as well. So to me, Brewers and Phillies right now are looking like two of the odd men out. But again, you have the Cardinals. You have the Mets. Cardinals are one of those teams where you always believe in this time of year just because of their past. And the way that the Mets have been playing, you can't count them out at all, especially with that starting pitching. So again, I don't know what the hell's going on in the National League. It seems like nobody really wants to win it. The Dodgers are trying to throw away games, and we'll see what happens come playoff time when they're trying to close out games. I mean, right now it looks like far and away that they are going to run away with the pennant in the regular season, the postseason. Their run differential, they have over 100 runs more than the next closest team, and that's the Cubs, who I've already mentioned have their problems away from Wrigley. So the National League, I would say at this point, is a crapshoot, and that's with the Dodgers having a 13.5 game lead over the Cubs. Next is in the Diamondbacks as well. Like, what the hell? They have a 71 run differential positive, and they're only 500. The Reds, they're basically spitting on everything you believe in run differential. The Reds, they have a plus 37, but they're the Reds. They're already out of the playoff race, 54 and 58. So at this point, to try and like predict what's going to happen, your safest bet is to say Dodgers are winning the World Series or Dodgers are winning the pennant, obviously. But I don't know if that is a sure bet just because of the way that these guys keep beating up on each other. The Braves, they're in second place in the league, in the National League, again, 68-48. They've probably been the only other team to show that they're consistent enough from beginning to the end of the season to actually give the Dodgers a run. If they can get their starting pitching worked out as well, that could be a huge bonus for them come the playoff time. We'll see what the Cubs do. At this point, I don't believe in the Cubs. I don't believe in the Nationals. Don't believe in the Brewers. Definitely don't believe in the Phillies. Cardinals are a weird team. And then if the Mets can maintain what they're doing over the last month, like I mentioned earlier in the show, if they can keep doing what they're doing come playoff time, if they make it, they could be as sure bet as anybody. That is a dominant pitching staff they've shored up now with Marcus Stroman finishing up that back five. So National League, I mean, take your pick. Honestly, I have no idea what's going on there. Quite frankly, I don't know who wants to win it. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Diamondbacks, they make a push and they make the playoffs. Maybe the Giants, they go on another run. Probably not the Giants. They've lost four straight. But I'm saying, I mean, you've got the Diamondbacks with, they said that they're basically done. They want to give up on the season. They're only 2.5 games out of the final wild card spot of the Phillies. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams essentially still in the race for the wild card spot. This is my favorite time of year. This is where teams start to show who they really are. And then when we get to September, just when you think you know who the real contenders are, I can't wait for the collapse. I don't know if there's going to be one this year because there's some pretty big leads in the divisions and there are some good teams leading those divisions as well. So I don't know if we're going to get an epic collapse in September by any of these teams, but man, buckle up for the National League for the next 50 games, however much is left in this season, because it is going to be wild. The Mets are making things interesting. Even if the Giants or Diamondbacks can throw a wrench into things, this will be an epic way to end this 2019 season. All right, and speaking of this 2019 season, we're going to the weekend, and it's going to be Players Weekend. So that's when they break out all the nicknames for their jerseys, what they put on the back, different emojis and stuff. Oh, God. So I've got a list of some of the best nicknames, but also there is one nickname that somehow got through the approval process of the MLB, and I don't know how, and I'll tell you what that is next on the Hot Corner.
At Wilsonville Toyota, No Bull is not just a slogan. It's about how we treat every guest every day. Deal with one awesome guest advocate, and hey, that's No Bull.
Standard TV and Appliance has the largest selection with over 40 top brands and thousands of items in stock, plus fast delivery 7 days a week. Oregon-based and family-owned, setting the standard since 1947. Standard TV and Appliance.
With mortgage rates at 3.0%, you have choices. Lower your monthly payment, pay off credit cards, buy a new house. Golden Oak Lending has lowered mortgage rates to 3%.
And that's a fixed rate. This is James Hawkins. If you're struggling with credit card debt, we can help you pay it off at a low rate.
At 3%, now's the time to fix the house. Finish the basement. You have so many choices.
We're easy to work with, and we'll give you a free mortgage checkup right over the phone so you can find out exactly how much you can save or apply online at goldenoaklending.com with our fast Zipline mortgage.
Call our Portland office at 503-455-GOLD.
Our experts will walk you through it all, and if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is no charge.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, FHA 15-year fixed, KPR 4.141, 15% equity with approved credit. License 5575-4800, Meadows Road, Lake Oswego.
At BMW Portland, it's not just about buying a BMW or having your BMW serviced. It's actually all about the relationship we have with you, our customers. Our large inventory of new and pre-owned BMWs makes finding the right BMW easy. That's when the relationship begins. BMW Portland, Portland's only BMW dealership, where relationships matter. Exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or at bmwportland.com.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Wake up!
Dusty and Cam in the morning.
Scott Baer is our guest, NBC Sports California, Raiders insider. Hard Knocks is there, NFL Films is there, extra cameras. You want to work out like a signal for us so you can tell all the listeners in Portland right there when you get on camera and the gaggle of reporters that we always see.
Good nose pick.
You do
pick.
Like a, yeah, nose
good
pick.
Good nose pick.
Maybe even like a tug of the ear, like a baseball sign for us.
I'm going to do you one better because, like, I've been on steroids the last 6 weeks trying to get real bulky. Then I'm going to wear, like, a, like, Joe Piscopo neon yellow shirt tucked into my hammer pants, okay, and just... That's how I know that I'm talking to my mom, right? But how I know that I'm going to be talking to you guys is I'm going to be shameless. At, like, I'm going to bust out one of those duck calls and just, like, scream into it. Or maybe I'll shout some Dame Lillard lyric.
There you go.
I'm not a rapper. But I can do something like that, and that's my shout-out. That's my hey, man.
The home of Dusty and Cam in the morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Right here.
1080 The Fan. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Hot Corner. No Patrick Harris, no Mike Lynch this week. It's just me, Joe Fish, holding things down in the studio. Not giving you a best of, though. We're in the middle of baseball season, all right? I would not give you a best of show, nor would I not give you guys a show at all three of you that are listening out there. But to the listeners out there, I was having some fun at the beginning of the show. I was asking about how you became a fan of your team. I became an Orioles fan because I randomly went to Camden Yards one summer with my sisters and my grandparents, was sold from first pitch, and ever since then I've been an Orioles fan. So text in to the Better You Today text line 55305 with the team that you're a fan of and how you became a fan, but also, if you're interested, let me know if you would give up that fandom for the MLB Portland team if it ever does happen and come to fruition. If we were to get an MLB Portland team, would you start rooting for them and give up your loyalty to said team that you root for? So text into 55305. I don't have anybody here with me. I want to talk to someone, all right? Text in, all right? Come on, help me out here. But what the MLB is trying to do to help out the players is have a little bit more fun. Trying to have them give them nicknames for their jerseys. This is something that they started last year. And I have a list of some of the names that are going to be on the jerseys for Players Weekend. Some of them are just awesome, great choices. There's some which, you know, are the easy go-tos, like Alex Bregman just went A, Breg. Kind of boring. That's, you know, first letter of your first name and then, like, just a part of your last name. Let's go. Come on. So I got a list of some of the names here. And one of them is just, like, I don't even know how it got approved. But Mike Fulton-Yavich of the Braves, he's got High Voltage on his jersey. You also got John Duplantier of the Arizona Diamondbacks. His jersey's going to say, Dupe, there it is. That's a pretty solid one right there. Who else we got here? Eric Sogard of the Tampa Bay Rays going nerd power, but for the O, he's putting the nerdy nerdy glasses emoji. So, yeah, and that's apparently the thing now is that you're going to see emojis on players' jerseys. I forgot who they said started the trend last year by putting emojis on the jersey, but there's a few players that are doing that. So Eric Sogard is one of them. Francisco Lindor on his jersey is going to have Mr. Smile. And then in between or on the outside of Mr. Smile, I guess like parentheses, are going to be two smiley face emojis. Yeah. So it's smiley face emoji, Mr. Smile with another smiley face emoji. This is basically looking like a text conversation of two 13-year-old girls at this point. You got Adam Ottavino for the Yankees. He's just going to go by Brooklyn. Just keep it simple. You got Colorado Rockies, Chad Bettis. Again, with the emojis. He's just going to use the lettuce emoji. So obviously that rhymes, you know, Bettis and lettuce, but literally it's just going to be a hunk of lettuce on their jersey. I'd like to see if someone does an eggplant. I'd be curious to see if someone goes that far. Sean Doolittle's going to go Obi-Sean, like Obi-Sean Kenobi. Get it? Star Wars. Patrick would appreciate that, being the Star Wars nerd that he is. Eric Thames going phone home. I have no idea what that means. Jeff McNeil, who probably with the best nickname in all of baseball, the Flying Squirrel. He earned his nickname due to the combination of his appearance with his goatee and his penchant for diving and sliding all around the field. If you didn't see, I want to say it was on Sunday. No, last week, maybe Friday or Saturday. But he dove into the protective netting to catch a foul ball. So I believe, I don't know if it was in Colorado or New York, but they have the extended netting now going out past the dugout, way out into the foul pole lines. And Jeff McNeil, for the foul out, he jumps into the protective netting and basically gets trampolined out back onto the field. So protective netting doing its job of not just protecting the fans, but the players too. Jeff McNeil, Flying Squirrel. Ty Buttrey of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, or is it the Anaheim Angels? I don't know. Ty Buttrey, though, again, with the emojis. What is going on? He's going with a peach emoji and then a tree emoji. Now, for the people that don't use emojis, apparently using a peach is a butt. Just like using an eggplant is used for something else. Peach, it means a butt. You know, a nice ripe behind, if you would. So the peach and a tree. You basically have butt, tree, butt tree. Ty Buttrey of the Angels. Ah, very, very funny. The pun with the emojis. Very nice, Ty. Good job. You also have Max Muncy. He's going Funky Muncy, which as a Beastie Boy fan, I do appreciate that very much. And then you got Joey Votto. And this is probably for creativity. I have to give Joey Votto this one. His nickname on the back of his jersey is simply going to say, "Who?" And you might wonder, why would Joey Votto do that? Who? Well, Joey Votto is a first baseman. So therefore, who is going to be on first? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I mean, come on. Who's on first? Abbott and Costello, the sketch from 1,000 years ago. So Joey Votto is literally going to be who is on first. But again, my favorite nickname. Favorite nickname of all. So Max Scherzer, right? Everybody knows about Max Scherzer and the two discolored eyes. And by the way, we also got a text in, Eric Thames, ET, phone home. So there you go. Whew. Right over the top of my head on that one. Totally didn't get that one. Thank you for the text line. But Max Scherzer, everybody knows he's got the two different colored eyes, right? So last year during Players Weekend, Max Scherzer put on the nickname Blue Eye. Right? Blue Eye. Because he has the two different eyes, one blue and one brown. So last year he went Blue Eye. You can only guess where he's going this year with the nickname on the back of his jersey. Max Scherzer, Brown Eye. That's right. Max Scherzer is going to have Brown Eye. Okay. He's going to have Brown Eye emblazoned on the back of his jersey for Players Weekend. And just so you know, all the Players Weekend jersey and merchandise, I'm pretty sure, can be purchased. Max Scherzer, obviously one of the best players in the league and best pitchers in the league. You should be able to buy his jersey. And if I can buy a Max Scherzer jersey that says Brown Eye on the back, I'm sorry. That, take my money. You know the gif of the guy from Futurama? Take my money now, please. That would be me, seriously. Like, done. Brown Eye on the back of Max Scherzer's jersey. Again, I don't know how that got through the approval process. Maybe MLB just was like, Brown Eye. Could be much worse. Someone could put an eggplant on the back of their jersey, you know? So Max Scherzer, a.k.a. Brown Eye, if he pitches, we all hope to see him out there because right now he's dealing with some injuries. So I pray that I see that at some point this weekend. Take the warm-up jacket off, Max. Get in camera view and really show off that jersey nickname. One other thing that I did see that's going to happen during Players Weekend that I thought was pretty cool for all the Marvel comic nerds out there, people that enjoy Infinity War and all that. Joe Musgrove of the Pirates, his glove is going to look like the Infinity Gauntlet from Thanos in Marvel. So on his glove, and you can find pictures of it, he has on each of the fingers one of the Color of Rings and the whole Infinity Stone collection on his glove. So I thought that was actually a pretty cool way to customize your glove. I think that players should do that more often. Get, you know, the customized cleats, customized glove, do something to the batting helmet. You see the, what is it, the goalies in NHL, they have all these sick designs on theirs. Why can't the players do that with their helmets? Get sick decals on there. Take it to the local chop shop. Get a nice paint job on your helmet. That'd be pretty dope. They need to spice things up. I love the Players Weekend. I also love the futures games that they do when they make the jerseys all different. We all know that baseball needs more eyes, and I think when they can do stuff like this where they do the players' nicknames or they do crazy jerseys or whatever the case is, anything that can bring eyes to the game, I'm all on board. Even if it means that you have to have a 13-year-old's text conversation on the back of your jersey in order for them to watch, if you need a peach on the back of your jersey or a brown eye on the back of your jersey for that matter, I'm on board for it. So, yeah, I wanted to share that with you guys because Players Weekend, that's always fun to see what nicknames there are. And they've got the list for every player on the internet that's going to be playing this weekend and what their nicknames are. So go through there. Just look at your team. It'll be fun. There are some good ones. Again, some are kind of lame and some people went the sentimental route, but trophy definitely goes to Max Scherzer. Best nickname for this weekend. Whew. All right, we're 1 hour in. How about that? That wasn't so bad now, was it? 1 hour down, one more hour to go. We've touched on the National League. Let's touch on the American League. And I got one team to declare dead and done in the American League race. And I got one team who I am declaring the AL pennant champion already with about 50 games left to go. That coming up on the Hot Corner, hour two, straight ahead on 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.